He told us a lot of history about it, but I've forgotten.
Well, now, what you were telling me about, was this your grandparents on your father's side?
On my father's side.
Now, how about on your mother's side? Do you know?
I don't know too much about my mother's side. Well, she was my grandmother on my mother's side, Michelle. And they were original settlers here too. And they didn't have grants where they took up land. So. But she was raised. Now, my grandmother, she was raised back up here in what we call Eaton Creek section. And later on they went to Mitchell County, North Carolina. And my mother was born and reared back in Mitchell County, North Carolina.
Now where is Mitchell County in relation to this county?
I think it joins Avery. I'm not positive.
Well, could you tell me a little about say your wife and her family?
Well,
is she from Round Mountain? Is your wife from Round Mountain?
No, she's up here in Avery County, North Carolina.
Ah, really? Well, did she ever work? Or did she just housewife?
Housewife.
Well, and is her religion the same as yours? And about what is her age?
She's 62.
And about how much education did she get?
I think she went to elementary, about through the 8th grade, that part she
went. And she was born, you said, in Avery County?
Yes.
You happen to know where in Avery County?
Elk Park.
Elk Park, okay. And do you know anything about where her family came from?
No, I don't. I know about where her father, was raised. He was raised back over here, what we call Rock Creek, North Carolina.
Could you tell me a little about, say, Run Mountain? Do you know how it came to be settled? When the city was incorporated?
Well, the way they settled, they just came in here and took up the land, you know, got grants.
Well, was there any one thing that caused people to settle here? Like, has there been any mining?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's iron ore mines.
What kind of ore?
Iron.
Oh, and is it still in operation or closed?
Closed. There's one they operate on a small scale. Here at Cranberry, North Carolina. And there's one you can almost see from here. They operated for a long time up here. They abandoned it. Mm-hmm. And there's one right across the ridge over here, and they used to haul it on wagons, you know, and put it on cars. Mm-hmm.
Are there any mills around? Textile mills or any processing plants around here that cause people to, you know, say, stay around the area? I just know there are lots of places that lose population, but it looks like this place is done fairly well.
No, there's not much industry in this area here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's coming here now. They've got several plants in Elizabeth, and that's about 20 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, but outside of that, just a little bit of farming, something like that, you know, until the plants begin.